Have you got your motor running? Seatbelt locked on tight? We're headed to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com. I'm your podcast hostess at the wheel, Amelia Dalton. And if you didn't guess already, we're talking about automotive design this week. My guest is Alex Tan from Marvell Semiconductor. Let's put this pedal to the metal, ladies and gentlemen, and get started. Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Amelia. It's good to be here.
So first off, give my audience a quick update on what exactly Marvell Semiconductor is all about.
Sure. So Marvell Semiconductor is a fabless semiconductor company that has a long history of experience in technical excellence in the storage side originally, and also in the enterprise and Ethernet space. And what I'm going to be talking to you about today is how we've been building off of particularly our skill and experience developing world-class Ethernet solutions for enterprise, for consumer, for industrial, and other applications, and basically building up solutions for the automotive market.
So let's talk about that automotive market. You guys just opened up the Automotive Center of Excellence. So what exactly is the goal of this project?
So we're really excited about the automotive space. We see that in the next 10 to 15 years that the number and the type of electronics that go into cars is changing dramatically because the way people use cars is really going through a fundamental change. I'm sure you've heard of the Google autonomous cars and all of the different autonomous developments, the increase of different safety requirements, for instance, that the cars in the U.S. starting in 2018 will all have to have the rearview cameras in them. There's recommendations that every car has automatic braking capability. There's really all of these very, very fundamental changes in terms of safety. Also in terms of entertainment, because now when you start having autonomous capabilities, gosh, what are you going to do in the car when you're driving around, right? So, hey, watching television, getting videos, even more connectivity, connecting with your mobile devices, all of these things are really driving a new architecture in the car. And very much the architecture of the car is moving towards Ethernet. And the reason why is because Ethernet has already proven itself to be an extremely capable data connectivity solution. Of course, not just being used for internet, but really being used in the control and the data communication in all sorts of different applications. Enterprise, so big data, but also industrial, real-time, all of these applications use Ethernet. And so it was a very obvious and, let's say, a natural flow to adopt Ethernet for the base architecture for the next generation cars. The original question then with the Automotive Center of Excellence, or the ACE in Germany, well, we see that the innovation, particularly in the car space, a lot of this is happening in Europe and happening with the German car manufacturers and the German tier ones. So we felt it was very important to open up a site that is in the same area within the quick drive of the customers who are developing these systems. And that's a full development team that can do not just sales and support, but actually are involved in building these next generation components, things like switches, things like end nodes. So basically the idea is take the really high class technology that Marvell Semiconductor has developed here in the United States and Silicon Valley for the Ethernet and mix it with the application requirements and the very unique demands of a high safety, high security type automotive design.
So, Alex, in a similar vein, what do you see are the biggest emerging trends in the automotive industry in particular?
Well, there's a number of kind of similar or joint trends. And one trend is towards using more of the data that's available in the car and also data to the car from the cloud in different applications in the car. And that drives things like all of these different ADAS applications where you're improving the safety. But it's also in, for instance, one big change is that now increasingly the car manufacturers have the capability to update the software and to provide these over-the-air updates where the software update can come while you're connected overnight or while you are actually in transit, could address both recall type considerations, but also, as some of the car manufacturers have already started to do, they actually add new functions and capabilities to your car after you've purchased them. So this is very exciting and a real change in the approach and what's been offered in the past for automobiles. Generally speaking, you would buy your car and you get what they're selling, right? you go to the lot and you negotiate and you drive off and you've got your car. But now you can have a car several months later. They'll update it and it has a new function, new capability. And this is both very exciting, but also there's a lot of very important details that need to be worked out. And the reason why I mentioned that is that these over-the-air updates, the connectivity, all of that requires a new level of data communication in the car. And that's really one of the features that Ethernet as a flexible network offers for these next-generation systems.
So what do you see are the biggest challenges that we face as engineers when it comes to automotive projects?
The automotive space is very challenging, and it's because it's a real space. It's a demanding application where there's very specific considerations that you don't see in many other products. Think about it. You expect your car to work for 10, 15 years. You expect your car to work in any temperature condition, from freezing temperatures for the people who live far north to people who live in desert regions and the temperature is always in the very high temperature. You expect it to be reliable and to be safe, secure. You expect that nobody can hack into your car or take control of your car. All of these are additional challenges that maybe you don't have to the same extent when you're developing a network or a data system for a non-automotive application. So this means there's specific ruggedness requirements. And along with ruggedness, there's the EMI requirements. The EMI environment inside the car is very stringent because you could have big problems if there's some sort of event that would cause your electronics to stop working. So every device that goes in the car has to meet these EMI limits. They have to cover the full range of temperature. They have to be rugged and reliable. They have to be secure and safe. And they have to be built for automotive quality. So extremely high quality to meet a very low defect density requirements so that the devices can last for a very long time. And those are some of just the beginning challenges. It's really the reason why that we have, for us, the Automotive Solutions Group as a separate organization in the company focused specifically on meeting the application requirements inside of the automobile.
All right, Alex, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I know you enjoy the outdoors and you like to kayak in your spare time. So why do you think it's important to unplug from everything and spend time outside? Why is it important to you? And why do you think it's important for all of us in high tech?
Well, absolutely. Well, work-life balance is a huge challenge for anybody, but particularly in the tech space. You get pulled into it 24/7. We're in a global economy. We're in a global world. I work with customers from Germany and from Japan and all around the world. It's very easy to be in a call with somebody who's during their working hours at pretty much every hour of the day. The time frames are very intense, and people are really trying to do a good job. So you get so much tied into these things that I find that it's extremely important to take some time out, go with your family, go out to some place. I usually would like to go and rent a house up by like the bay and do some kayaking or eat the local food. Just step away to let your mind get refreshed and then come back at it with a lot more excitement and enthusiasm. I think it's really important, and I'm sure that all of your audience as well would definitely want and need to take a vacation whenever they can, right?
Absolutely. I think you're right on point there, and that definitely includes me. Well, Alex, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time, and I'd be happy to talk to you more about what we're doing. Thanks a lot.
We're on the semiconductor superhighway, and sometimes we run into that big old traffic jam called DFT. Well, folks, I'm telling you that the time is now to get DFT off the critical path on your next chip design. In a hot off the presses episode of Chalk Talk entitled De-Risk Yield Manufacturing Ramp Up with Veloce DFT App, I sit down with Jean-Marie Brunet of Mentor Graphics to talk about this very thing. Jean-Marie and I chat all about how you can use emulation to significantly improve your DFT productivity. You can check out this episode of Chalk Talk by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com, by heading on over to YouTube, keyword eejournal, or by navigating on over to the on-demand section of eejournal.com. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, you can also join our circle on Google Plus. And we have a YouTube channel. I mentioned it earlier. Keyword EE Journal. Chock full of all kinds of techie videos, our very own popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of May 13th, 2016, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.